coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are here with us today. And, of course, adding value every day in every way. And I have Prudence on. Feels like I haven't seen you forever. I don't know why.
I know. I miss a week, and it feels like a month.
That's right. You were sitting with a friend in the hospital.
Yeah, that had surgery. Yeah.
Everything good, though,
Everything's
right?
good. She's doing great.
And, all right. Good. All right. And we have Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We are into February, and it is makeover month on my show. I am a hair therapist, and I am taking names throughout this whole just before Thanksgiving. Look at me. I'm really good. Before Valentine's Day to do some wonderful makeover on somebody, and actually maybe a couple people. I'd love to get your name on that list. So give us a call here at 805-639-0008. Also in my studio today, my new sponsors, Hometown Insurance, and I have Andrea and Sue. So welcome. We're going to be finding out a little bit about insurance. You know, it's funny, my husband was saying, I forget when we were talking about our bills and organizing and all that. And he goes, well, I know the only thing we do have is a lot of insurance, you know. And a lot of people, we have insurance. We know we have to have it. But do we have the right insurance? And I think that that's something that all of us, it's a law. But do we know how we can save money, maybe our age, maybe our, you know, what we do as a profession. There's just so many things that we can, you know, learn to do that.
You know, we always talk about having our annual checklist of things to do. It's actually something I do on almost an annual basis of checking in on my insurance, my car, my home, my, you know, different things I have.
Your fire insurance.
To check up on it.
Earthquake insurance, all those stuff. So, you know, on my show, I love to have fun, but also there's a time for the responsible list, and we got to take a look at that. Then we actually will be talking with Dr. I believe it's Charbit, and we're going to be talking about, do you really know who you're dating? And so this is going to be kind of interesting, especially, you know, as Valentine's Day rolls around, and, you know, you want to make sure that they've got the social skills that you need in your life. And so her book is a novel about when a girl with an obsessive compulsive disorder falls in love with a sociopath. So it should be interesting, just a little light for, you know, Valentine's month. And then we're going to be talking to Dr. Jennifer Trachtenberg, and we're going to be talking about how guilt sometimes and confusion in advertising actually impacts mom spending. So some of us, you know, I mean, you see an advertisement and you're thinking, oh God, do I need that? So we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, especially with brand new babies and brand new moms.
Yeah.
And not knowing, okay, oh, here's this thing. And they say, I have to have it. So I've got it. And well, now what do I do?
Yeah, life is so overwhelming as it is. And so I think it's important to know what's real. What's real? What are we doing every day in our life? And sometimes we, you know, it's when I was saying again to my husband, I always feel like, you know, the holidays are over. Of course, now we're already into February. I don't even know where January went. I was feeling like I was just trying to get organized, and all of a sudden we're rolling into the next month here. And I don't want this year to fly by without me really being mindful and knowing what I'm doing in my life. And so I want to bring different people in, you know, like Andrea and Sue from Hometown Insurance, to really, like you said, have our checkoff list, you know, and I think it's important to really go through all your bills, all your credit cards, and make sure what you, you know, are, is somebody from years ago, my friend Marcia was paying a gym bill that she thought she had, you know, she sent the letter, called them and everything, but it was still being there. And so you need to look at your credit cards. You need to look at what our bills are. I mean, you could be buying a whole nother outfit with all the stuff that you get charged and you don't even know about. So anyways, I am so excited you are here on my show, that you are waking up with us. We are a feel-good station and just adding value every day in every way. My show is from 8 to 9 every morning, Monday through Friday, and then again from 1 to 2. And I bring on different guests that can add value every day, every way. So different therapists, different chefs, we have recipes. It's fun. It's just, you know, so you never know what we're talking about. But I do want to say, if there's something that I'm not talking about and you would love to know about it, I would love to hear from you. So definitely give us a call, 805-639-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. You can also tune in to my website at kimpaganoshow.com and hear all my past shows. And also Facebook us so that you can know what's going on in our lives out here, and I can know what's happening in your life. And if there's anything going on in, you know, just around us so that we can be a part of it, definitely give us a call. So you can Facebook us, like us at Kim Pagano Show. Also, listen to us also on a TuneIn Radio on any of your smartphones. So you can tune in there if you're just walking into a meeting and you're going, oh, I really want to listen to this. So you can record it, and it's another great free app. Also, you can listen, you can go into Venture Breeze. I have a column there. And also, which is a great new a great newspaper all around Ventura. It just really lets you know what's happening out here. And another thing is coffee news. Rob Blaze has a great coffee news. There's one in Ventura, Camarillo, and Moore Park. And you can get it at every restaurant. If they're not there, ask for it, because it's a really great, fun newspaper, too. With that, Matt, I think we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about insurance, about do you know who you're dating, and, you know, how we get caught up in our advertisers. So with that, stay tuned. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend Georgetown.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Posas Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond. Diamond Company.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And our love lines are open also if anybody wants to call in and just tell a friend or a husband or a wife or a boss or anybody that you're thinking about them. And thank you so much for being who they are. So 805-639-0008 is our number for February. It's a love line, month and also makeover month. So there's a bunch of things going on here. So definitely pick up your phone and call us in. All right. We have our next guest on, and we have Dr. Charbit and is it Annabelle Charbit, right?
Yes.
And you are the author of A Life Lived Ridiculously.
That's right.
That's it.
I love
and
the title.
Yeah, it's really cute. And now, it's so funny because Prudence said she was driving up here somehow thinking about this word ridiculously.
My 5-year-old niece loves to go around saying, "That's ridiculous." And that was in my head this morning driving up. And look, that's the title of your book. I love it.
There you go. So, you know, love is overrated, right? Sometimes. And it's interesting that you have to know who you're dating, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. And so tell us a little bit about your journey and why you wrote your book and what it's about.
Well, so the story itself is about a girl. She suffers from obsessive compulsive disorder, and her parents are quite desperate to see her get married. So they inadvertently set her up with a sociopath.
Nice.
And the book is the journey sort of is about how she uncovers who he really is. She has to get out of there quickly and really literally save her own life. It's an emotional journey. It's a mystery because she's got to get out of there. And, you know, he's weaved an incredible web of lies, and she has to figure it all out.
Right. And yet she's got her own set of problems, correct?
Exactly. And, in fact, at first she thinks he's her savior because he's so complicated that for a time she forgets about her own problems and is nearly cured from her OCD.
And now, why did you write this book?
Well, first of all, I've always been interested in distorted thinking, and I wanted to write the book from the point of view of somebody with distorted thinking. And what I decided to do was to write it to include these two characters, one who feels way too much and one who feels nothing at all.
Wow.
And
did you see that movie, Black Swan?
Yeah.
Have you? Did you see that movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about, that sure had a twist on it.
So
it's kind of along those lines of you never, almost like you kind of never know yourself, right, if you have all these internal problems like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You learn about yourself.
So how can we use your book and this novel to begin weeding out who we're dating or know what these signs are that we should be watching for?
Yeah.
Well, One thing that sociopaths do, first of all, they can be very charming, but there are certain things, certain characteristics to look out for. I mean, first of all, they're pathological liars. They'll lie even if they don't need to lie. They lie. So if you see gaps in a story, if things don't stack up, your best bet is, you know, one lie, two lies, three lies, and you're out. Get rid of them. They tend to have wonderful sob stories, which is how they suck you in. I mean, they're obviously going to go after people who are going through vulnerable phases in their lives, so not all of us will be sucked in by sob stories, but they know who to pick. So if you're a person who is sort of easily taken in, and just be careful who you reach out to, who you help, because they'll suck you in, and before you know it, you might be emptying your life savings to help them, or who knows. So you want to be careful. So this book really, the voice of my sociopath is very much, you really see how somebody can lie and manipulate incessantly, and how they can actually tell you, talk a lot, but reveal nothing. And so I think by reading A Life Lived Ridiculously, you'll hear the voice of the sociopath and actually see how they operate.
Now, as you are a PhD, right? You have,
yes.
Okay. And so do you deal with a lot of these people?
I have not dealt with them professionally. Actually, I read a lot about them. I believe I've encountered them. I certainly know people who've had them in their lives. Mm. But as a neuroscientist, it does interest me, the whole concept of distorted thinking.
So you have a list here of things that, you know, that they would have possibly, or if you're dating somebody, that, you know, charisma and charm. So everybody that has charisma and charm is a sociopath?
Well, no.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that.
It is to warn you that sociopaths do have great social skills. They know how to play the game. They know the whole world of porn. So obviously if somebody's nice to you, they're not a sociopath, but they might be, is what is the point.
Now, I wonder, do all sociopaths know they're sociopaths? Are they doing this consciously? I would almost wonder if it's a mix, that some just fall into it naturally and don't realize it's what they're doing, while others use it and manipulate it. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think... They've never experienced compassion, remorse, guilt. They're not limited by the same boundaries as us. So they feel superior, but they don't know what it's like to not be a sociopath. So they just see the rest of us as fools, really. So in some ways, yes, they are conscious of the fact that there's something different about them. I don't think they would call themselves sociopaths. I mean, maybe some might, but generally they think that they're living life the right way, and that we're all just fooled to be having compassion and love and moral boundaries.
Okay, so next on your list, and I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we have Prudence in here, and we've got Andrea and Sue from Hometown Insurance, and we're going to be talking about your insurance. We're going to talk about your responsible list. It is the beginning of the year. You want to make sure that you have all of your, every insurance that you think you need, you know, to make sure that, you know, when you don't have it, that's when things happen. So you want to make sure that you're covered for that. Also, right now, we are talking to Dr. Annabelle Charbit, and her book is A Life Lived Ridiculously. And so do they all have enormous egos?
They tend to. They do like to convince you that they're the smartest, the richest, the most successful people in the world. Generally, but then again, it depends what they're up to. But most of them do have enormous egos.
Now, is that mostly men and women? Is there a gender trait?
No, either. I mean, men and women can be sociopaths, and men and women can have any of these traits. Not everyone won't have all of the traits, but they'll have most of them.
Now, so there's people that are sociopaths and that attract. Is there a certain type of people that they most often attract to them?
Yes, they'll go for vulnerable people. Sociopaths don't want to waste their time. If they think you're smarter, you're not going to be easy prey, then they'll move on. There's plenty of easy prey out there for them. So yes, if you're vulnerable, if you're having a weak time in your life, or if you've always, you know, been vulnerable, then you're easy prey. Be careful.
Hmm, that's very interesting. And now, where did you get all your knowledge from? Did you interview people? What are your studies?
Regarding the sort of facts behind sociopaths, I read Martha Stout, who is a great authority on the subject, and Dr. Robert Hare, who's also a great authority on the subject. So reading all the books they've written and their lists, that's been extremely informative. In order to create the voice of the sociopath in my novel, I actually used somebody who I believe, in fact, pretty certain was a sociopath.
So okay, so you have somebody in your life then, obviously, right?
Okay.
Good job. Yeah, there you go. Smart lady, you got him out. Okay, so, all right, perfect. That's what I wondered. So where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites and pretty much anywhere that books are sold from April 12th. You can get it now pre-ordered from also Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or for an author-signed copy from my website.
Okay.
Which is ridiculouslife.net.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad that that person is out of your life, and I'm glad that you were actually able to write a comedy about it and, you know... And you have a new knowledge on it, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm actually from England.
Oh, that's where my whole family's from. What part?
From London.
Oh, there you go. That's where they're from. Well, good. Oh, so do you live out here?
I do. Okay. Yes. I've been here for 5 years now.
Congratulations. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on the show.
You got it. All right. Well, we are going to get a little responsible here and talk to Andrea and Sue. And you are from Hometown Insurance. And actually, so it started out in, where's your other place?
Our main office actually is in Solvang.
In Solvang. I love Solvang out there. Yeah.
A nice area. He's been there for a long time. And he also has another office in Santa Maria.
Oh.
And so last year he branched out to Ventura. So we started that office.
So he's rolling down the hill here.
Correct.
Yeah, that's great. And not only do you don't just cover auto, you cover everything. I mean, you are A to Z insurance, correct?
We're a multi-line insurance independent agency.
Right, and so if somebody needed insurance, you would be scouting it out to get them their best deal.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, so tell us a little bit about what are the advantages of going to an independent agency?
Well, the main advantage is you go have a multitude of companies we can choose from. The other thing is we can pretty much design a program or package for you that's affordable. You mentioned something about reviewing your insurance. And one of the problems right now is a lot of people are actually over-insured.
That's what I think we are. I think we're way over-insured because there's even cars that, you know, we don't drive and they're insured. And I'm like, hold on a minute. Something's wrong here, you know.
Well, so we overspend. And we have agents that unfortunately are commission orientated. They're not client orientated. So if you look at somebody's insurance and review it, there's some insurance coverages that aren't necessary. And my job, and we've been at least 40 years in this business, is to make sure you've got the best coverage for the least amount of money without wasting your money. There's other things you need to spend that money on.
Oh, yes, sir.
And that's our main concern.
Okay, I like that. So you're more client-oriented instead of commission, and that's a big difference.
Well, you have to be.
Yeah.
In this economy, the way it is, you get referrals based on what you do for somebody, and I've always felt that you didn't want to run into them in the store and they weren't able to go to the doctor because they're paying a higher premium than they should.
Well, if you can develop a relationship with your insurance person, they're going to stay with you, hopefully, forever. So you don't want to just cut, you know, okay, great, I got this great commission this one time. Well, it's going to be a one-time thing once they realize, hey, wait, you way oversold me. So it's important to have that relationship. Plus, if I come to you as a customer, I want to know that you're telling me what I really need and what I really don't need. And it's almost like you're saying, if they don't tell you what you really don't need, you maybe want to check around and talk to a couple other agents.
And I'll refer people out if I can't get them the best deal, because 95% of all of our insureds become our friends.
Isn't that?
We get Christmas cards. We get invitations to their parties. We're friends.
Yeah. Because they trust you and they know you're taking care of them. Yeah. If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are, we're talking about something that all of us have, all of us need, all of us write a check for every single month. And we have Andrea and Sue here from Hometown Insurance right here in Ventura. And they're actually, you're fairly new out here, right? Randy's had his place for a while, but you're new out here, and you're just, we're getting the word out for everybody out here.
Correct. Yeah, we've been open in Ventura for about a little over a year now.
Okay, great. So what type of insurance does your agency write?
We write actually all type of insurance. So we do...
Even medical?
We do even medical, and that's actually a nice thing. So we can bring someone in and talk to them about all their needs. So auto, home, business, medical insurance, life insurance. So we really are a full-service agency.
So do you do group?
We do.
And now, okay, so here's a question. How many people have to be in a group insurance?
For health insurance.
Correct.
There's such a thing as a two-man group.
Oh, so as little as two.
Yeah. And okay. It's beneficial to the company. There's a little more coverages in health insurance under a group. As you probably all know, medical insurance is changing, forever changing daily.
Yeah.
So Randy himself, that's all he specializes in. We're coming of a generation, my generation, of baby boomers that are up for Medicare, Medicare supplements. This is a very specialized field. And he's an expert in it. So we want to make sure that you've got the best possible coverage from your health to your life insurance. And believe me, you can be overinsured with life insurance. That's a big item to sell, big commission. But you just need to have things in
order. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, I think what you're saying is, and why I wanted you to come on here, is I would like to go through each type of insurance, you know, once a month kind of thing, and dissect it and make sure that we all know what it is that we need. So where would be a really good place to start for this month?
Actually, whatever you think is the need.
I personally think you need to start with what the state requires.
And what is
which this? Is okay, automobile that's a, insurance.
Okay.
But I think you can go step by step with each area of insurance. But we welcome people to come into our office. If they bring all their insurance policies, they don't have to buy from us, but let us at least look at it, let us talk about it, let us shake hands and tell you what we think, and we wish you well. We will even refer to you to somebody that may be able to help you a little better, have another product that might meet your needs. We just want people to know, don't cancel your insurance. Don't not pay it, because there's always options.
That's really good, because you don't want to cancel something and then be uninsured. You want to make sure you get other insurance and then you let your other one go.
Well,
correct?
I would think you'd want to start with the auto. State of California requires, it's mandated, that you must carry liability for the other party. So if you're going to talk on a monthly basis about insurance, talk about auto. Talk about home. These are the things, if there's a complete loss, you can't replace. And then go into your health insurance, your life insurance, if you have a small business, your business insurance. Go if you're a larger commercial account. Let's talk about your commercial account. Let's see where you can cut corners. you're cutting staff. Did anybody look at your policy and say, hey, this is rated based on payroll. You don't have that payroll. Let's cut that down.
Let's start reducing
some of these expenses you have so you can stay in business.
And there might be things you don't realize that you don't have to have coverage for unless you come and ask the people who know.
And advice and insurance, we're a service business. It's always free.
That's great.
If we can't spend 2 hours with you, then we need to get out of the business.
Well, you know, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Andrea and Sue, and they are from Hometown Insurance Services right here off of Market Street in Ventura. And let's give out your phone number to everybody that is listening right now, because they probably want to call you and kind of bring – do they bring their insurance into you?
They can, yes, definitely.
Okay. It's 805-850-0380. That's 805-850-0380. And you can ask for Andrea or Sue or Randy, right? I mean, all three of you are like experts in it and been doing it for years. So we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our calls and our talk. So if you have a question right now, I've got them locked up in my studio here. No, just kidding. And give us a call here at 805-639-0008.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
We are having fun in here. I know we're talking responsible list, but we are having fun, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Prudence and Mindset Reset, and also I've got Andrea and Sue from Hometown Insurance. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008, and we're talking about, you know, you were talking in the break a little bit about just your personal, you know, it's so interesting. When people are passionate about what they do and they really, they help you from your heart, that's the people you want to do business with. That's who I want to do business with. So you had a little story about, you know, you were talking to somebody else. Tell us what you were talking.
Well, I quite a few years ago, I had a lady call, and they were rather desperate about questions, and no one would return. They couldn't find an agent to return a call. or answer questions. So what I did was I said, well, you ask me the questions, and I will answer them. I'll get the questions answered for you. So there were a lot of questions. We spent about 2 hours talking, and she thanked me. I said, well, I wish you well, and I want you to shop this because agents are different. And it was about 2 weeks after that, her husband walked in, and he said, you're Sue, aren't you? And I said, yes. He said, I want you to write all my insurance.
Because you were coming from your heart. Yeah. And that's really it. And, you know, Andrea, you were saying that you guys actually chose not to be on commission, right?
That is definitely a choice of ours. We've always been more customer orientated, and I think sometimes we were talking earlier about maybe being overinsured, and we really do, in all honesty, go out of our way to make sure that you're covered not only correctly, but, you know, the best fit for you. And, you know, we kind of take pride in that, and we are.
You know, and I know one of the things that your company, Hometown Insurance, can do is there's actually benefits for packaging policies, right?
Definitely.
So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, in this down economy, a lot of the companies have to come up with different ways to offer discounts to not only get new business, but also to retain new business. So they're offering, when you say package policy, that might be having your auto and your home together, or your auto and your renter's policy together. And one of our main companies is Allied Insurance, and they offer a 23% discount to package a policy. And it is kind of nice to have everything together as opposed, you know, to different. I'm surprised how many people actually have their auto here and their home here, and they've just never really shopped it. And it's been a good thing for us. And our goal is, if we can, to package it for you and save you some money.
How often do you recommend having somebody come in and relook at their policy?
Oh, great question.
I know I waited for a while before and had somebody look, this is a couple years ago, look at it, and I was able to save so much money, and I wouldn't have thought of otherwise. How often do you recommend someone come in?
You know, I got to tell you, that's kind of our specialty. We really religiously, I mean, we know our clients, and it's every 6 months. So every 6 months, we personally call them. We talk to them and see if anything's changed, if they have these cars. Sue does it with the business.
So once somebody is your client, then you actually take that liability of looking through their stuff and calling them and making sure. So that takes them off their brain, right?
You know, that's honestly why we've been
so successful.
Able to have
that's
a lot of
great.
Referrals and stuff like that. But things do change. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's good when somebody's on top of it, and that's our goal.
That's great. I like that. I mean, really, that's what you want. You want somebody else. It's like one more thing that you have to take care of, and I think that's important. We actually have a caller on our line, and hello?
Hi, Kim. This is Cynthia.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question about insurance.
Sure.
I was in an automobile accident last month. It was a big fender bender, tore up my car. Nobody got hurt, but I was so disappointed in the service I got from my insurance company. And I've always had my insurance with them, and they're kind of a name brand.
Right.
And I thought I didn't want to go, like, to the internet or one of the cheapy companies, because if something ever happened, I wanted to have my agent close by. I wanted to have good customer service and be taken care of, but that didn't happen. It was actually horrible. It was 6 days before I got a rental car.
See, so they weren't really on your side taking care of you. And that's...
I didn't feel like they were at all, and I found out that all their adjusters are out of state.
So we were
in a different time zone. So that caused a lot of delays. I couldn't call them in the afternoon. It's like they weren't working for me. And after the fourth day, I called my agent, who was right here, just like a mile from my house. And I got the same spiel from him.
Oh, yeah, you need to see these ladies right here. In fact, can you guys comment on it?
Well, I'm sorry about your accident. That's always devastating. One of the problems...
Yeah, everything, you know, my car is fixed now and everything's fine, but...
But that's not who you want to do business with, obviously.
Well, you weren't in that position before, and your agent should be able to give you some comfort. We as agents are no longer allowed to get involved a lot in claims, but an agent can go to the claims department and request them contact you immediately. We can reassure you that this is going to be taken care of, and we can be a go-between. We want to put you back in the position you were before, and we, with the least amount of grief. So do I, yeah, I think the agent or agency should have been very involved and taken over.
Yeah, he gave me the same spiel the adjusters did, and he was almost like annoyed with me. So I have made the decision that I'm changing insurance.
Oh, well.
Because, you know what, even if I got the cheapest thing I could find online, which I know there could be some bad experiences there, it's not going to be any worse than what I experienced already. So, you know.
Yeah.
People need good service. So
well, that's
really
what it's
happy
about.
To be there today. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can get good service. And some of the companies that advertised calling in direct or doing it online, the rates aren't bad, but you need somebody. If you had to walk in and face them face to face with whatever problems you're having, you want to make sure they're there.
Cynthia, exactly. I'm going to give you Hometown's phone number. They are right here at Market Street. And
I wrote it down.
Oh, you did? Okay, great.
Job.
You know, you're going to love these ladies. I already feel like I've known them forever. So, you know what?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Randy, a great guy, too. I mean, it's just, I think that they're, I'm going to have you guys look at my insurance, too, to see, make sure that, you know, where I need to change and see. Because I think it's important, and I'm so glad that you guys are one of our sponsors. So, thank you for calling, and I'm glad at
you're
least
welcome.
You got all that taken care of. But yeah, you definitely
did,
need
but,
to.
Yeah, but people need help at a time like that because we don't know what to do.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well,
cool.
Thank you so
very
much
good.
For calling, Cynthia. All right,
thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you soon. All right. Well, and that's really what it's all about. I always talk about your support team. Your support team is your doctors, your insurance, your banker, you know, all those, your hairstylist, you know, your hair therapist, all those people that make you look good and your life easier. And that's what it's about. So I'm so excited to have you as my sponsor. And, you know, again, I want to give out your name, Hometown Insurance Services, Life, Health, Home, Auto, Business. I mean, every aspect of insurance. So their phone number again, 805-850-0383. Oh, my God. 805-850-0380. And tell them that, Kim Pagano, that you heard it on my show, because I would love that, you know, that they know where it's coming from. With that, we actually are going to take a two-second quick break, and we're going to come back and talk to Dr. Jennifer Trachtenberg, and we're going to be talking about the new study that finds guilt, confusion, advertising, an impact on, you know, our spending and on our children. So we'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Mercy.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for my calls. And if you have a question, give us a call here. Don't be embarrassed. It's, you know, I know a lot of people think it's public speaking, but, you know, pick up the phone. Say hi. Say how's it going. You know, let us know what's going on out there. 805-639-0008. We have our next guest, and it is Dr. Jennifer Trachtenberg. And Dr. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm there. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
So you say that 58% of moms said that they're consumed by thoughts and about products, what they need to buy for their babies on a daily basis, right? Or their children. How did you, and why is this study so important?
Well, this is a really interesting study, just to give your listeners some background. Basically, this new survey of over 1,900 moms basically found that moms make decisions often based on guilt rather than practicality. And in fact, that moms are feeling so overwhelming pressure that they overspend on products for their baby, even when they're cutting back now, you know, in other aspects of their lives and for themselves and for their household. And even when it's really shown that a high-profile brand really has no benefits over a less expensive option, moms often feel the need to buy the more expensive brand name item.
I have three friends right now who just had babies in the last couple of months, and I can see how there's a draw when you have a new baby to want to do everything right. You want to do it right. You want to make sure that you're giving them every opportunity. You want to make sure. I could see how there's that pressure to make sure you get what you need.
That's very true. Okay. You know, I have four children, right? So that first kid gets everything brand new. And then by your fourth kid, you're like, okay, I just got to get one of these, you know, and, right. You know, and that is really true.
Diapers, clothes, food, good.
Yeah, I know. And the first one you get the most pictures of, by the end of the time, you're kind of sliding down the hill a little bit. You know, I feel bad because it's just the way life is. It's really the way most families do. But that is a great point that you do want the best because you're just new, you're trying to do your best. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, I mean, I see that often in my practice, too, that parents are so overwhelmed and consumed in there. And, again, about they're so scared of making a mistake that sometimes they just feel like, let me spend, and if I spend a lot of money, then I'm going to sort of ensure that everything's going to be okay. And so that's why I do have some tips to really help moms to stay on their budget, but at the same time help to sort of relieve some of that guilt and pressure. And just as you first said, you know, I really speak to my moms who I see in my practice about, like, releasing that need to be perfect all the time. Really, there's no such thing as being a perfect mom. And
wait, what do you mean? Come on, hold on a second. You're blowing my whole thing here. No, it is. It really, you know what, you have to just know that in your heart that you're doing the best.
Correct.
If you're doing the best, then that's all you can do.
Right, the best you can do, and that there are going to be days that you're overwhelmed or that you feel confused and, you know, and you're anxious and you're not sure, and, you know, take a deep breath and, you know, you'll get through it. So I agree. You want to try to do the best, but, you know, you don't need to strive for perfection.
So how do we know what we need, what we don't need, where to start? What can you tell us?
Right, so again, so one of the things, as we just touched on, is that higher price doesn't always mean higher quality, and I think that's important, especially when it comes to babies, because moms feel the need to spend all the time. But there are certain categories or certain items when it comes to infants that this really, I could exemplify this. Something like infant formula, for example, many moms may not know that due to the Infant Formula Act, and there are strict FDA regulations for safety, for quality, and for nutrition. So really, if you take a store brand infant formula, versus a national brand infant formula, and you really put them side by side and you look at them, they're nutritionally equivalent. And it's really the same formula that you're getting, and your child will get, your baby will get the nutrition that they need, yet at a fraction of the cost. And in fact, you can save somewhere up to $600 a year by using a store brand formula. So it's just
And there's not really any difference whatsoever?
None whatsoever. I mean, what moms also may not know is what I'm talking about, you know, all different store brands. So if you're looking at Target's Up and Up, or you're looking at Walgreens, or which, you know, or Walmart, whichever one you're looking at, if you look side by side on the label, you'll see that the key nutrients have to be, by law, exactly the same. So they're nutritionally equivalent, so they're getting what they want. And in addition, you know, formulas, even if it's a store brand formula, it's not just a milk based formula, but there's soy based, there's specialty formulas, there's organic formulas, all in store brand of make, as opposed to like a national brand like an Enfamil or a Similac. So it's really important for moms to just look at that label and, you know, and have their babies even try it, because it's exactly the same. And, you know, something I'm always teaching my parents, because they don't really often know that.
So, you know, that's really interesting to say, because, you know, when you buy the best, I don't know, tomatoes, and then you buy the store brand, now those aren't the same, correct?
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't think it has the same requirements. But again, because this is something that's for infants, there is the infant formula.
Because it's just for infants, that, because I always use
such a high standard.
Yeah. That's really interesting to know that. So you don't have to spend that extra money to just get the name brand.
Exactly. And, you know, and there are a lot of studies that show moms often feel guilty about giving formula, so then they opt to spend more money because they think that's better. But they also have a misconception that you can't switch formulas. And again, as I said, you can switch within classes, and it's totally fine. So if you're giving a milk-based formula, you can try another brand, and you'll see that babies are fine. You know, a lot of studies have shown that there is no problem. I know people get very stuck on which brand, but it's not necessarily true. You can switch between the two and see which one, you know, your baby likes. At the same time, saving money, so that's great.
So besides the formula, what other tips should moms watch for?
So I think it's also to remember, especially when you have young babies, that you don't want to get confused between what a baby needs versus what you really want to have as a mom. So, you know, babies need things like food, and they need to sleep, and they need, obviously, to be changed and to be nurtured and to be held. But, you know, moms should not get so crazed over those designer duds and expensive clothing, right? We know that babies grow so quickly, and so spending 2, 3, 4 times money on designer clothes when they're just going to grow out of it is really unnecessary. And in fact, babies triple their weight within the first year. So you can imagine how quickly, right? You said you have kids that they go through clothing.
You know, that's a really tricky thing, that you want to buy, like you have a shower, so you get all these clothes, and if you're not in the right season, you don't get to use them. You know? I mean, and it's interesting. You really have to time it and be organized about how you wear your clothes.
So as a professional baby shower goer, but not a baby shower haver, it's something I do think about when I'm buying clothes for somebody's baby. I do think about the seasons, but I tend to be more of a practical baby gift giver, in that I'll give like the containers that they can carry the formula in, but that later can convert to snack carriers or the plug-in things around the house.
That's very good.
You know, things that they can use that are going to last more than just a month.
There you go. You know, and I just want to remind anybody that is just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. I've got Prudence here from Mindset Reset. I've got Sue and Andrea here from Hometown Insurance Services. And I got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're right now talking to Dr. Jennifer Trachtenberg, and we're talking about how you really don't need to spend the most money. I didn't realize that, you know, that it was so, you know, so close in what you bought for your children, for your infants, when you're picking out things like this. So I think that's a really great topic. What else? What other tips do you have for us?
Also, moms, you know, as you pointed out already, it's so important to have those trusted resources and support systems. So it's important not only to have families and friends who you can ask questions to, but I think it's also important to use your pediatrician in that way too. They certainly can be, you know, a wealth of knowledge and information. So things that come up like formulas or medicines or different things you need to buy for your infant and child, car seats, things like that, you know, certainly bring your questions to your pediatrician, email them if they let you do that, because they're a great source of information where you can feel that you're getting trusted, non-biased information.
Well, and I think as you have a baby, especially if it's the first one, and I would say get active with other moms, whether they're new moms or moms who have other kids too. There's all kinds of mom groups. But I would suspect that as you get tips from them, but also hand-me-downs. You know, especially it seems like there are people who might cluster together that have kids around the same age, and it's inevitably this sort of, oh, we're done with this here, let's pass it to so-and-so.
Right. I think, I'm so for support groups. You know, I have my women's support group, but I think you need a support team. So there's, you know, the mommy and me groups, all those things. I think it's so important, and it's so good to interact with other women with their children. And not only that, even couples where, you know, they could babysit for you so you get a night out. I mean, there's just so many things that you could do as a group. And I just think people that, you know, you're scared, it's your first one, there's not really very many lessons for parenting. And although we do have Betty for Balanced Parenting on my show, and she's on every other Wednesday. But that's another great resource, because there's things that you don't know. And if your parents, I always say we learned what our families were doing. And if they weren't doing the right thing, we're going to continue the trait of that. So where do we change? It's only within us that we find out new answers. So thank you so much for being a part of our show. We're actually almost at the end of it. It's gone by so fast. And I want to thank you so much for giving us some more tips. And, you know, what we could do is have you back on again to, you know, to give us some more, because I think it's so important. There's nobody else to go and ask for those things. So thank you so much, Dr. Trachtenberg.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. I want to give out again, Andrea and Sue, thank you so much for being a part of our show here. Hometown Insurance Services, they're one of my new sponsors, and I definitely want to say they are here in Ventura off of Market Street, and they've got a beautiful new sign out there that you can see from everywhere. Randy will be happy with that. And the phone number again is 805-850-0380.
And I just want to say that the name is so apropos, Hometown Insurance, because I have to tell you, I know I could sit down with the two of you ladies and just have a fantastic time, like I've known you forever. I've enjoyed so much getting to talk with these ladies. So you want to meet them for
Thank
certain.
You. Yeah. Thank you so for much. Having us.
All right. And you know, we're going to kind of go through all the list of, you know, of different things that they carry. So definitely. And if you have a question, just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And I want to say today's is, remember, your smile will always start the day right. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're waking up with us here. And for any reason, or if you just want to get our number again and you want to hear our show again, 1 to 2 again today. With that, I'm your host, Kim Pagano, and I'm so glad you've joined us. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Count me in. I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. 'Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose.